This is the Sakar Merli of the 10th of October, 2024. Essence, sweet children, while walking and moving around, let this knowledge bubble in your intellects, and you will have an abundance of happiness. Question. Whose company do you children have to be very cautious about? Answer. You have to remain cautious of the company of those whose intellects do not have remembrance of the Father, and whose intellects continue to wander here and there. You should not sit next to them, nor even touch them, because those who do not stay in remembrance spoil the atmosphere. Question. When will people repent? Answer. When they become aware that it is God Himself who is teaching you, their faces will go pale, and they will repent for the carelessness they made of not studying this knowledge. Om Shanti. You children understand the spiritual pilgrimage very well. There are no pilgrimages of Hatha Yoga here. This is remembrance. There is no question of difficulty in remembrance. There is no difficulty in remembering the Father. This is a class, and so you have to sit in a disciplined way. You have become the children of the Father, and you children are being sustained. Which sustenance are you receiving? You are receiving the treasures of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. There is no difficulty in remembering the Father. It is just that Maya breaks your intellect's yoga. However, it doesn't matter how you sit, because that is not connected with remembrance. Many children sit for 3 to 4 hours like Hatha Yogis. They even sit there throughout the whole night. Previously you were in a bati, and that was something different. There you had no business, etc., so you were taught that. The Father now says, live at home with your families. You may also do your business. Whatever work you do, you have to remember the Father. Don't think that you can have constant remembrance now. No, it takes time to reach that stage. If you were to have constant remembrance now, you would reach your Karmateet stage. The Father explains, children, according to the drama plan, there is now little time left. You have the whole account in your intellect. They say that 3,000 years before Christ, there was just Bharat, and it was called heaven. Their 2,000 years are now coming to an end. This makes it an account of 5,000 years. It has been seen that your name will be glorified from abroad because their intellects are sharper than those of the people of Bharat. They also ask Bharat for peace. It is the people of Bharat who speak of hundreds of thousands of years and give the knowledge of omnipresence and spoil their intellect. They have become Tamopritan. Those people have not become so Tamopritan. Their intellects are very sharp. When their sound spreads, the people of Bharat will awaken, because the people of Bharat are sleeping in a deep sleep. Those people are sleeping in a light sleep. The sound from them will spread very well. People came from abroad, asking for someone to show them how there can be peace, because the Father too only comes in Barat. Only you children can relate these things of how and when there will be peace in the world again. You children know that there truly was paradise or heaven. When the world was new, Barat was paradise. No one else knows that. It is fixed in people's intellects that God is omnipresent, and they have said that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. It is these people of Barat who have become the ones with the most stone intellects. The Gita and the scriptures, etc., all belong to the path of devotion. They will be written again in the same way. Even though you know that this is the drama, the Father will enable you to make effort. You children know that destruction will definitely take place. The Father has come to establish the new world. This is a matter of happiness. When someone passes a difficult examination, he feels happy inside. We feel that we have passed all of this and will then go and become deities. Everything depends on studying. You children know that the Father truly does teach you and make you into those, the deities. Truly there was paradise, heaven. The poor, helpless people have become completely confused. The unlimited Father is giving you children the knowledge that he has. You praise the Father. Baba is knowledgeful, and he is also blissful. He is full of all treasures. Who makes you so wealthy? Why have you come here? To claim your inheritance. If someone is very healthy but has no money, what would happen without money? You have wealth in paradise. Those who are wealthy here have the intoxication of having so much wealth and factories, etc. However, when they leave their bodies, everything is finished. You know that Baba is giving you so many treasures for 21 births. The Father himself doesn't become the master of the treasures. He makes you children the masters. You also know that no one except God the Father can establish peace in the world. The Trimurti and the cycle together is a first-class picture. All the knowledge is contained in this cycle. When they see that you have such a wonderful thing, they will understand that there is definitely some significance in this. Some children make small pictures like toys that Baba doesn't like. Baba says, make very large pictures that people can read from a distance and understand. People's attention is drawn to big things. It is very clearly shown in this, the cycle, that it is the Iron Age on this side and the Golden Age on that side. When there are big pictures, people's attention can be drawn. Tourists will also see them and very clearly understand them. You know that 3,000 years before Christ there was heaven. People outside do not know this. You clearly explain the account of 5,000 years. Therefore you should make such big pictures that people can see them from far away and also be able to read them. Through this, they will be able to understand that this is definitely the end of the world. Bombs continue to be prepared. There will also be natural calamities. When you hear the word destruction, there should be a lot of internal happiness. However, if you have none of this knowledge, there cannot be happiness. The Father says, renounce everything, including your bodies, and consider yourselves to be souls. Let the yoga of you souls be connected to me, the Father. This is something that requires effort. It is only after you have become pure that you can go to the pure world. You understand that we claim our sovereignty and then lose it. This is very easy. While you are walking, sitting and moving around, this knowledge should trickle inside you. Baba has this knowledge. The Father has come to teach you and make you into deities. So you children should have an abundance of happiness. Ask yourself, do I have such an abundance of happiness? Do I remember the Father that much? You also have all of the knowledge of the cycle, and so there should be that much happiness. The Father says, remember me and remain in total happiness. Look who is teaching you. When they all become aware of this, their faces will then go pale. However, there is still a little time for them to understand. There are so many members of the deity religion that have not yet been created. The whole kingdom has not yet been established. You have to give the Father's message to so many people. The unlimited Father is once again giving us the sovereignty of heaven. You too can remember that Father. The unlimited Father would definitely give you unlimited happiness. You children should have an abundance of the happiness of this knowledge inside you. To the extent that you continue to remember the Father, you souls will accordingly continue to become pure. According to the Dharma plan, the more service you children do to create subjects, the more blessings you will receive from those who are benefited. You serve the poor. Continue to give invitations. You can also do a lot of service on trains. There is so much of this knowledge contained in such a tiny badge. The essence of this whole study is in this. You should make many very good badges so that you can give them to others as gifts. It is very easy to explain to others. Simply remember Shiv Baba. Only from Shiv Baba do you receive this inheritance. Therefore remember the Father, the Father's inheritance, the sovereignty of heaven, and the land of Krishna. People's directions are so confusing. They don't understand anything. They harass others so much for vice. They almost die for lust. They don't understand anything. Everyone's intellect is totally finished. They don't even know the Father. This is also fixed in the drama. Everyone's mental ability has been totally destroyed. The Father says, children, become pure and you will become the masters of such a heaven. However, they don't understand at all. All the power of souls is finished. So much is explained to you, but nevertheless, you do have to make effort and also inspire others. You must not become tired of making effort. You mustn't have heart failure either. You made so much effort, and yet not a single one emerged from that lecture. However, the things you related were imprinted on those who heard them. At the end, everyone will definitely know about this. UBKs will be praised a lot in the future. Nevertheless, when you see the activity of some, it is totally senseless. There is no regard for anyone. There isn't that full recognition. Their intellects continue to wander outside. If they were to remember the Father, they would also be able to receive help. If they don't remember the Father, that means they are impure. You are becoming pure. The intellects of those who don't remember the Father definitely wander somewhere or other. So you must not sit close to such people, touching them. Because of not staying in remembrance, those people spoil the atmosphere. Pure and impure ones cannot stay together. This is why the Father destroys the old world. Day by day, the laws will also continue to become stricter. If you don't remember the Father, then instead of profiting, you bring a greater loss to yourselves. Everything for purity depends on having remembrance. It is not a question of sitting down in one place. Rather than sitting here together, it is better to sit in solitude in the mountains. Those who don't have remembrance are impure. You mustn't even keep their company. You can tell everything from their activities. No one can become pure without having remembrance. There is a big burden of the sin of many births on each one. How could that be removed without the pilgrimage of remembrance? It means that they are still impure. The Father says, "I finished the whole of the impure world for you children. You must not even keep their company." However, some don't have enough wisdom to know whose company they should keep. You should have pure love for the pure one. You need to have that much wisdom. Do not remember anyone except the sweet Father and the sweet kingdom. To renounce all of that is not like going to your auntie's home. The Father has a lot of love for you children. You children become pure and will become the masters of the pure world. I am establishing the pure world for you. He has this impure world totally destroyed. Everything in this impure world here causes you sorrow. Your lifespans also continue to decrease. This is called not worth a penny. There is a difference between diamonds and shells. So you children should have so much happiness. It is remembered, where there is truth, the soul dances. In the golden age you dance in happiness. Do not attach your hearts to anything here. While seeing everything, you must not see it. It should not be that although you have your eyes open, you are asleep. However, you need to have that courage and that stage. You have the faith that the old world will no longer exist. your mercury of happiness should remain so high. Each of you should pinch yourself. If I remember Shiv Baba, I will receive the sovereignty of the world. You mustn't sit here like a hatha yogi. While eating, drinking and doing your work, remember the Father. You know that a kingdom is being established. The Father does not say that you have to become a maid. The Father says, make effort to become pure. The Father inspires you to make effort to become pure. You then become impure. You tell so many lies and commit sin. Constantly remember Shiv Baba and all your sins will be sacrificed. This is Baba's sacrificial fire. It is a very important sacrificial fire. Those people create sacrificial fires and spend hundreds of thousands of rupees. You know that this whole world is to be sacrificed into this fire here. There will be the sound from abroad and it will spread through Bharat. First of all, if your intellects are connected in yoga to the Father, your sins can be cut away and you can also receive a high status. The Father's duty is to inspire you children to make effort. A physical father serves his children and also takes service from them. This father says, I give you children the inheritance for 21 births, and so you must definitely remember such a father, so that your sins can be cut away. However, sins cannot be cut away with water. Water flows everywhere. There are rivers abroad too. So is it that the rivers here purify everyone, whereas the rivers abroad make everyone impure? People don't have any understanding at all. The Father feels mercy. The Father explains, children do not become careless. The Father makes you so beautiful, and so you should make effort. You have to have mercy for yourselves. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Do not attach your heart to anything here. While seeing everything, do not see it. Just as there is the intoxication of sleep, even while your eyes are open, similarly there should be the intoxication of happiness. 2. Everything depends on purity. Therefore you have to take care not to sit next to or touch an impure person. Do not remember anything other than the sweet father and the sweet kingdom. 3. Blessing. May you be good, Acha, by renouncing all limited desires, Icha, and thereby become ignorant of any knowledge of desires. If you have any type of desire in your mind, it will not allow you to become good. When you walk in the sun and your shadow is in front of you, but if you tried to catch it, you couldn't catch it. And if you turn your back on it, it will follow you. In the same way, desires attract you and make you cry. If you leave them, they will follow you. Those who ask for anything will never become complete. To chase any limited desire is like seeing a mirage. By remaining constantly safe from this, you will become ignorant of any knowledge of desires. Slogan: accumulate blessings with your elevated actions and activities, and situations like mountains will then be experienced to be like cotton wool. Om Shanti.